I'm not as worried about even the privacy as I am the fact that they are engaging in censorship of materials that they don't like.
Facebook is scooping up more than just your age, location, and relationship status, working with retail brands and political campaigns to gather more than 50 personal things about you, including how long you've lived in your home, how many credit lines you have, which groceries you buy, even what kind of medication you're using.
We're demanding an end to the shadow banning, a stop to the silencing, and a stop to the blacklisting, banishing, and canceling. We are asking the court to impose punitive damages on these social media giants.
Anyone whose data might have been affected by this, we're gonna make sure that we tell. And going forward, when we identify apps that are similarly doing sketchy things, we're gonna make sure that we tell people then too.
We are living in an Orwellian nightmare, but it is not tanks in our streets that is ruling the day, but technology in our hands. Welcome to Techno Tyranny.
What is real? How do you define real? This is the construct.
The science of propaganda is still being developed and advanced. That is the title of an article by Caitlin Johnstone via Medium.com. And it is a subject that we more and more are becoming convinced is going to be the end time tool used both to usher in tyranny, neo-Marxism, and even more pertinent to our state here at the Soul Trap, the New World Order, which will be the framework and grid of the coming Antichrist and the returns of the Nephilim and the sons of God of Genesis chapter number 6. It will not be with tanks. It will not be with martial law and goose-stepping soldiers parading down our streets. The power to control us, the power to tell us what to think, the power to dominate our lives is in our pocket, our front pockets, our back pockets, connected to our ears, connected to our TVs. We are living in a techno-tyranny, and it is constantly feeding us propaganda 24/7. And that is the subject of the article aforementioned by Caitlin Johnston. The article states we live in a far less free society than most of us think. It looks like we're free. We don't get thrown into prison for criticizing our government officials. We can vote for whomever we want. We can log onto the internet and look up information on any subject we're interested in. If we want to buy a product, we have many brands and we are free to choose from them all. But we are not free, she states. Our political systems are set up to herd people into a two-party system that is controlled on both sides by plutocrats. If you have ever read Tragedy and Hope, you would understand what she is talking about. The idea that the Republicans and Democrats represent two different sides is an antiquated and, quite frankly, a foolish idea. Both of them represent the same power source, just clothed in different garb. The article goes on to state the news media that people rely on to form ideas about what's going on and how they should vote are controlled by the plutocratic class and heavily influenced by secretive government agencies. Internet algorithms are aggressively manipulated to show people information which favors the status quo. Even our entertainment is rife with Pentagon and CIA influence. How free are we truly? How free is your speech if there are a myriad of institutional safeguards in place to prevent speech from ever affecting political change? It doesn't matter what you're allowed to say if it doesn't matter what you say. It doesn't matter if you're allowed to call the oligarch puppet put in office by the last fake election a diaper-wearing moron.
Come on, man.
It doesn't matter if you're allowed to Google any information you want only to find whatever information Google wants you to find. What is the functional difference, the article asks, between a regime which directly censors the internet to prevent dissent and a regime which works with Silicon Valley to control information via algorithms and has a system in place which prevents dissent from having any meaningful impact? And let me pause this article and remind you that posting memes on Facebook and ranting and raving is not having meaningful impact. The article goes on to state, we live in a profoundly unfree society that is disguised as a free society. Western liberal democracy is just totalitarianism dressed in drag, and it's only getting worse. Propaganda is a still developing science that is taking more and more control. A perfect example of this is found in Canada. Canada's military, quote, relied on propaganda techniques similar to those employed during the Afghanistan war, shaping and exploiting information to head off civil disobedience by Canadians during the recent, illness. And to bolster government messages. The Canadian military used the outbreak as an excuse to test actual military PSYOP techniques on its own civilian population, of course, under the pretense of assuring compliance with pandemic restrictions. In the article relating this information, some of the excerpts are as follows, quote, Canadian military leaders saw the pandemic as a unique opportunity to test out propaganda techniques on an unsuspecting public, a newly released Canadian Forces report concludes. The plan devised by the Canadian Joint Operations Command, also known as CJOC, relied on propaganda techniques similar to those employed in the Afghanistan war. The campaign called for, quote, shaping and exploiting information. Do you understand that? Shaping and exploiting the information that you and I need and deserve in a free society. The CJOC claimed the information operations scheme was needed to head off civil disobedience because we can't have people not wearing their masks. We can't have people not getting the jab. We can't have people calling into question what the powers that be are telling us is the truth. So this scheme was hatched to head off civil disobedience during the last illness. It was used to bolster government messages about the quote-unquote pandemic. A separate initiative, not linked to the CJOC plan, but overseen by Canadian forces and intelligence officers, culled information from public social media accounts in Ontario. In other words, they trolled their citizens. Data was also compiled on peaceful Black Lives Matter gatherings and Black Lives Matter leaders. Now, let me hesitate to say that the peaceful BLM gatherings is questionable. But the truth of the matter is, whether it's BLM or NRA, no government entity should be trolling or trying to infiltrate private citizens exercising their right of free protest. The article states, this is really a learning opportunity for all of us and a chance to get started gathering information and operations into a routine, the Rear Admiral stated involved in the operation. Yet another review centered on the Canadian Forces Public Affairs Branch and its activities. Last year, the branch launched a controversial plan that would have allowed military public affairs officers to use propaganda to change attitudes and behaviors. Let me say that again. The branch launched a controversial plan that would have allowed military public affairs officers to use propaganda to change attitudes and behaviors of Canadians, as well as to collect and analyze information from public social media accounts. What you're seeing, ladies and gentlemen, in the United States of America, what you're seeing in Canada, what you're seeing in England, what you're seeing around the world is only the tip of the iceberg. The article goes on to state the plan would have seen staff move from traditional government methods of communicating with the public to a more aggressive strategy of using information warfare and influence tactics on Canadians. So, they're not just employing mass-scale psychological operations on the public, they're testing them and learning from them. Why? Because there's something bigger coming down the road. The article states, we can probably assume that anything which may have been learned was also shared with the government agencies of other NATO members. In an article written at the Grey News Zone by Benjamin Norton, he states, quote, Western governments in the NATO military alliance are developing tactics of cognitive warfare, using the supposed threats of China and Russia to justify waging a battle for your brain in the human domain to make everyone a weapon. Behind NATO's cognitive warfare, the battle for your brain waged by the Western militaries, there are some very profound things taking place. In excerpts from the article, it states NATO is spinning out an entirely new kind of combat it has branded as a warfare that is cognitive in nature. Described as the weaponization of brain sciences, the new method involves hacking the individual. How, you ask? By exploiting the vulnerabilities of the human brain in order to implement more sophisticated social engineering. While the NATO-backed study insisted that much of its research on cognitive warfare is designed for defensive purposes, of course, its defense, it also conceded that the military alliance is developing offensive tactics, stating that, quote, the human is very often the main vulnerability, and it should be acknowledged in order to protect NATO's human capital, but also to be able to benefit from our adversaries' vulnerabilities. In a chilling disclosure, the report stated explicitly that, quote, the object of cognitive warfare is to harm societies and not only the military. The study described this phenomenon as the militarization of the brain, but it appears clear that NATO's development of cognitive warfare will lead to a militarization of all aspects of human society and psychology, from the most intimate of social relationships to the mind itself. In other words, this document shows that figures in the NATO military cartel increasingly see their own domestic population as a threat, fearing civilians to be potential Chinese or Russian sleeper cells. The dastardly fear of fifth columns that change the stability of Western liberal democracies. Naturally, the NATO researcher claimed foreign adversaries are the supposed aggressors employing cognitive warfare, but at the same time, he made it clear that the Western military alliance is developing its own tactics. What's so fascinating is the more you go forward in the future, the more you return to the past. In 1917, a young Edward Bernays was asked to help the American war effort by applying his uncle Sigmund Freud's theories of the unconscious to a new German technique called propaganda. Thus began the current war, the war one has called on sense-making. The writer of the article says, I would like to propose that we are already fighting a Third World War. We are not merely getting perilously close or waiting for the other shoe to fall. No. We are right smack in the middle of World War III, and it is a technological war. It is a psychological war, and woe be unto us when those two are merged together. In a 2017 essay titled The War on Sense-Making, writer Jordan Greenhall made an observation that has been very, very prescient ever since. That the science of modern propaganda has been in research and development for more than a century now, and has necessarily advanced scientifically just as much as other fields in the military have. The technology of war, however, moves rapidly. In the span of 1.5 centuries, the last war leapt from long rifles to repeating rifles to Gatling guns all the way to the atomic bomb. The warfighters of the current war haven't dawdled either. The wars of culture, meaning, purpose, psychology have seen innovative new technologies on an exponential level. The efforts of Bernays and Goebbels have been left far in the past by the modern methods of Zuckerberg, Dorsey, and others. Think about how many technological advances there have been in the military over the last century. Our rulers have been refining their methods of manipulating our sense-making abilities to their advantage throughout that entire time, and only a small minority of us have even begun to realize that the manipulation is happening. We're just learning to play checkers while they're mastering 3D chess. The writer of the article states, I don't have any solutions to this problem other than to spread consciousness of the fact that it is happening. propaganda only works if you don't understand A, that it is happening to you, and B, how it is occurring. And a basic awareness of the fact that there's a global spanning campaign to manipulate human thought to the advantage of the powerful is the first step toward having that understanding. Having the humility, the writer of the article states, to understand that you yourself can be manipulated and deceived is one of the greatest steps in discovering the truth. The writer states, "My hope is that humanity will transcend its psychological susceptibility to manipulation and move into a healthy relationship with mental narratives as our adapt or die precipice draws near. But time," he states, "will only tell." Well, we don't need time to tell us how it ends. The Bible does. In the end, the Bible says, "Men shall deceive and be deceived at breakneck speed." And the only true light that can cut through the fog of darkness and delusion is not Congress helping us with Facebook. It is the Authorized Version, the King James Bible, the words of God, for it is the entrance of God's word that giveth light. It is the inspired word that helps us. And in a day of propaganda, we need precepts.
"Hi, sweetheart. You don't need to get me anything for the holidays. Just get the COVID booster. Just get the COVID booster. Just get the COVID booster."
There's no better gift than peace of mind. Find out.
Be careful of what you say. Be careful in every way. Be careful of what you do. Big brother is watching you. Be circumspect and discreet. Stay light on your mental feet. One slip and you know you're through. Big brother is watching you. And far with all directives, remember obedience pays. And when you watch that TV screen, remember it works both ways.
"Dear Santa, I don't want games. I don't want toys. Just get me the COVID vaccine."
Into the blue, Big Brother is watching you.
Free your mind.